This is a dictation for Cheryl, Cheryl Richmond, Richmond, January 1467, addressed as a letter to Dr. Mary Murray, 4639360. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation Mrs. Richmond, Cheryl, with abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with husband, creatinine baseline back in October 2023 was around 0.7, 0.75. After that, there has been a rise in creatinine fluctuating between 1.1 and 1.4, representing a GFR middle 40s to 50s. Patient has underlying Parkinson and apparently dementia. Underwent a left-sided total hip replacement locally, transferred to inpatient rehabilitation, the hardware rupture, requiring emergent transfer to University of Michigan. She has spent a number of weeks there, eventually MediLodge, nursing home Mount Pleasant, and since February 2024, she is home. There were complications in the hospital, in intensive care unit, blood transfusion, delirium. They do not recollect any need for dialysis. Has participated on physical therapy. Used to follow neurology Cleveland Clinic, now at University of Michigan. Prior use of narcotics has been discontinued. Present appetite is good, fluctuating levels. She lost weight that has recovered back, denies vomiting, dysphagia, reflux. There is constipation, no bleeding, minor degree of incontinence, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no major nocturia, no gross edema. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness, no dyspnea, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose gums, no headaches. Review system is negative. The past medical history for Parkinson, progressive, depression, cognitive decline, dementia, cholesterol treatment. They deny the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, diabetes, hypertension. They are not aware of prior kidney abnormalities. They deny heart issues, seizures, TIAs or stroke, liver disease. Next paragraph, surgeries, left-sided total hip replacement in two opportunities, in back-to-back surgery two times because of complications. Prior fracture with left wrist hardware placement, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries, benign condition fibroids, tonsils, adenoids, and prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol, excuse me, no smoking present or past, minimal alcohol, not presently. No reported allergies. Patient has two daughters, 39, 36 years old, no kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications, bupropion, Zoloft, carbidopa, levodopa, calcium, vitamin D, Lipitor, Aricept, trazodone, muscle relaxant, methocarbamol. Prior use of narcotics and ibuprofen discontinued. She's still getting injections of Batax for cervical dystonia. Probably effect of medications appears to be working well. She also takes Pima, P-I-M-A, Vancerin, Vancerin, because of hallucinations related to Parkinson. Next paragraph. Review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. 71 inches tall, 171 pounds, blood pressure 100 over 70 on the right, 100 over 80 on the left. No gross tremors at rest. There is some degree of rigidity. She participates intermittently, otherwise no major facial expression. Normal pupils, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, neck is tilted to the left, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JVD, neural wishes, consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no palpable liver spleen, no ascites, no edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is from January, creatinine 1.23 for a GFR of 51 from a recent peak level of 1.42 back in October last year. Electrolyte, acid base normal, calcium normal. During analysis has been no activity for blood protein cells, bacteria. Next paragraph, a kidney ultrasound done in November, 10.5 on the right, 10.3 on the left, without obstruction, no stone masses, no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, abnormalities persistent more than 3 months in between, no activity in the urine, blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, recent kidney ultrasound, no obstruction or urinary retention, given underlying Parkinson and effect of medications, blood test needs to be updated, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, mental status baseline in relation to Parkinson and dementia and effect of medications, blood pressure in the low normal but not symptomatic. Chemistry needs to include cell count for anemia, phosphorus for mineral bone abnormalities, and PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. I did not change any medications. We will advise further based on new chemistries. Present level appears stabilizing, and there is no concerns for immediate dialysis. All questions answered, patient and husband, end of dictation.